Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree,
the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
And me, Kate Rhodes. I got a little lost in the middle. Now, we're recording remotely, which means you have to send me your sound file.
I know, I always do.
And you got to do it right away.
I will do it.
Because I got to get this up before Friday because I'm going in for surgery.
Yeah.
For some fibroids.
Do you want to let everyone know? Do we want to have people call you and text you and give you lots of hugs and kisses via the phone?
No, but I just want to say I tweeted about it today and I said, don't have a memorial if I die.
Oh my fucking God. Kate, you can't do that.
I was like, if
First
I die.
All, Katie
I
knows,
said it's very
and
safe.
I know.
I said it's very safe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Maysoon.
Yes. I'm listening.
I said it's very safe, very legal, and very cool surgery.
Okay, very cool surgery.
Okay, but if I do die,
yeah.
I do not want to have a memorial at any art venue.
Oh, I know.
But Dave and Buster's only. But get this, Maysoon, the official Dave and Buster's Twitter account liked that tweet.
Oh! That's amazing.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
I love it. They're like, cool. This lady's going in for surgery. Just in case she dies. That's kind of weird. They could have said, like, we would be honored. But it's not going to happen.
They didn't say a word.
They're like, oh my God. Like.
Okay, Maysoon, you did so many art and culture things this week. Lay it on thick.
Did I? I didn't do shit.
Yeah, you did. You watched two Zoom panels today.
I watched two Zoom fucking panels today. And I will tell you, I was terrible at both of them. Because guess what? It's really hard to watch two Zoom panels. Who's meowing?
Bungie.
Bungie, a little meowser.
Oh. He knows when things are going on so he can cause problems.
What a cutie pie. I love that. That's like pickles.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so today I watched two panels. Today is Thursday. Nope, today's Wednesday. Who knows what day it is? Doesn't really matter.
Dear God.
Fucking hell. I watched two panels. One of them was at 4 o'clock Central Time, which was confusing to me because I thought it was actually at 6 o'clock. I thought I was going to be able to do both of these things at the same, in the day. It was a conversation between Fred Moten, Theaster Gates, and Adrian Brown, and I believe it was the University of Chicago, but I don't think it was. Some organization oh my God, I don't know, Kate. Some organization putting out for these three people. And they were talking about, the future, kind of like the future of art, but they weren't really talking about that. They were talking about, they were talking about like being Black artists and what that meant and how they needed to sort of like get what they could get by any means possible, just get the support they needed, figuring out it was an interesting conversation. I only listened to it for like 30 minutes though, because then I popped on to
what did they say? Any good takeaways?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I literally don't, because it's on YouTube, so we can include the link in the bottom. Sorry, this is like such a damn terrible like report back on this very interesting talk. At 4:30, there was a town hall, like an arts town hall for San Francisco specifically. And
okay, now who was on the panel?
Okay.
Names only.
Okay, Tyra Fennell, Danielle Banks, Jennifer Bielstein, Deborah Walker, who I can say is the newest member of the San Francisco Arts Commission, the commissioners, not a staff member of the agency, the Arts Commission. And then Deborah Cullinan, who's the ED of YBCA, Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. So that's the task force. Again, I kind of popped in kind of late because I was trying to toggle back and forth between these two talks. And, everyone had a chance to sort of talk about what they were hoping for, or sort of they all kind of had a chance to introduce themselves. Mayor Breed came on and spoke very passionately about how the arts are integral to our society. She talked about you know, musicians, visual artists, performers, people who are truly being screwed right now also in this pandemic, you know, just living with a musician who works as a fucking musician. He doesn't do it on the side. And him basically not being able to get anything from the unemployment office, like no response, nothing, after it's been like 2 months now since he's applied for unemployment, has gotten no...
Yeah, unemployment is like basically frozen.
Yeah, so today he actually had to call his fucking congressperson and, you know, so it's like literally like, what are the steps? Okay, I have to go directly to like someone who's supposed to be fucking representing me and doing things for me as their constituent, which is always a good thing to be able to do, but it's just like fucking hell. I mean... I don't know. It's just, anyhow, it was nice. What I was basically saying was that it was nice to hear our mayor kind of like very passionately talk about how the arts are important for getting San Francisco back on its feet, and that, you know, artists and the arts are kind of integral to everyday life and to, you know, everything that we do. And certainly during this pandemic, as people are sitting at home, like they're finding solace in like listening to music or watching videos or movies and, you know, maybe visiting museums online, or maybe they're starting, maybe they're practicing their own art practice, right? As a way to sort of like cope or get through the day. And so I appreciated that. Like, there's certainly some politics that I don't love with our current mayor, but I do think that I was happy to hear her at least express that in this particular setting. Cause I think there's a lot of concern that like what gets cut first, and it's always been the arts, you know, in school crisis, you know, school funding and city funding, like every, you know, it's just one of those things where I think there's a lot of concern, rightfully so. Uh-huh. And so it was just nice to hear that, yes, there are going to have to be city cuts, but like it's not going to be like we're cutting the arts. It's like, no, there will be cuts across the board, but we want to make sure that the arts are still heavily supported. I guess what I do want to share with listeners is that, well, one, I think the town hall that happened today is going to be shared. I don't know if it's going to be shared publicly or just sent to people who signed up or registered to participate. Either way, we'll share that with you. As soon as I get the link, we'll just put it in. We'll post about it and put it in the underworld on the site or something. But I think
that site is congratulationspinetree.com.
I think what they're ultimately trying to get to is they're trying to get feedback from the public, right? So there's these four questions that they put out, that they present out there, which you can now email your answers to as individual artists, as people who work in arts organizations, as anyone working in the arts, whether it's visual or music or theater or performance, whatever you do. And so those questions are, and they're very broad, of course, but that's just how it is. What is most urgent for you or your organization now? Sorry. Okay, so question number two is, what are questions you or your organization need answered in order to move forward? Okay. Number three is, what are your ideas to participate in the city's recovery? Number four, what resources would you need to make those ideas possible? Those are four questions. I don't know. Would it be interesting for us to talk about, like, brainstorm any of those right now on the podcast?
Ugh, these questions are always, I mean, I feel like this is the same as when they did the survey about, like, artists moving and artists, you know, and, like, when they got all that extra money when they passed what measure was that? Measure S.
Oh, yeah.
And they, remember?
Yeah.
I feel like they always ask these questions, but the thing is, the Arts Commission can't give artists what we need. We need health care. We need housing, you know?
Well, I think you should say that. I mean, yeah. Let's say that.
Yeah, well, great. Then get the commissioners to go, like, you know, advocate for Mayor Breed to tax the rich at a higher rate and put a cap on rent.
Right. There you go. See, that's what I want to get out of you. Thank you. Okay, what are questions?
Anyone can respond to this survey, right?
Yes, they're just questions, and you just would respond with your email. And please let me, like, I just have to say this so strongly right now. If you are an individual artist, you need to respond to this, because this is the biggest problem I always find in these kinds of town halls or panels. It's always arts administrators like leading these conversations, and artists are very rarely present to voice their concerns or needs. And that is like one of the biggest issues I always have with this. And it's not just me, it's so many of us who work in the arts, who work directly with artists, who feel like their voices, our voices, your voices are not being heard and they're not being considered. And I don't even know if people care about them. So I just want to really encourage you as individual artists to respond to these answers if you can, if you feel like you want to or need to or want to be fucking heard by the city. Let's go ahead and do that.
And this is open to artists all over the Bay Area, not just San Francisco.
That's a good question. I think it's going to be San Francisco, but I would say if you're a Bay Area artist, go ahead and respond anyhow, because they're not asking you where the fuck you live. And the likelihood is that you're also going to have arts opportunities in San Francisco, too. So you might as well go ahead and say what you want and need.
Yeah, because like arts commissions are usually open to the wide Bay Area. Wally's literally trying to kill me right now. Okay, and I'm back.
Okay, so the email you can send your answers to these questions to is artstownhall@ybca.org.
Why is it at YBCA?
Don't know. And so there was some interesting, let's see, I was texting furiously to many people during this town hall. And, you know, so there were the panelists who were the task force members. And then there were two people who I don't know, because I was kind of toggling a little bit through between the two talks. I don't exactly know what their role was, but they weren't task force members. They were kind of like, it seemed like they were representatives of like arts community, like art, the arts communities in San Francisco. And so one person was Maria Jensen, who's the executive director of SOMARTS, who's fucking rad and awesome. And the other person was Ani Rivera, who is the ED of Galleria de la Raza, who's also also awesome and rad. And so they both kind of like chimed in about what their answers to some of these questions were, just to give examples of like what they were thinking about and what they felt were really important. And Maria Jensen, of course, was talking about the model of Pacific Standard Time in LA, where like all these arts organizations were sort of like unified through one sort of like curatorial idea and sort of working together to get this, to get kind of almost like, it was almost like an arts festival of exhibitions and programs going at the same time. So she was talking about something like that. And she was talking about like replicating the WPA and getting more funding, both public and private funding into the, like fed into the arts stream, which is interesting. And then I would say Ani Rivera from Galleria, Ani was saying like she was, as far as like that first question goes of like, I can't remember, what do you need right now kind of a thing. She was like food security, a plan for undocumented immigrant populations.
Yes, and exactly.
And PPE. So she wasn't even like, she was like, hey, y'all, all of the, like that impacts everyone. Like we can't just be like focused on like what artists specifically need. It's like actually everyone needs that, and if our whole community is thriving, then artists will thrive, which I felt like, yes, was like, yes, thank you, 100%. Ani, that's so fucking awesome.
Exactly.
So that's exactly, it was really nice to hear her kind of like pull back and look at the big fucking picture of our city and our world and be like, we need to take care of people. We need to make sure people are fucking eating regular meals, 3 meals a day. Like, how do we do that?
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I really loved. She was talking about unrestricted funds to ensure, like for Galleria, she's like, we need unrestricted funds to make sure we can keep our staff here, right? Because so much of the funds that the city provides and that many grant organizations provide are like restricted. They're supposed to be used for very specific things. And it's for some reason, people are afraid to just be like, hey, artist, hey, organization, here's some fucking money. Like, go do what you can do. Like, go, like, don't worry about telling us that you have to be like, you've produced this amazing fucking thing, you know, that's like, just if you need to pay rent with it, great. Go fucking pay rent with it. You know?
Yeah, I wish you could make restricted funds where you're just restricting like a small sliver of what they can't do with the money. Yeah. Not saying you only can use the money for this, but saying like you can't use the money to give a bonus to the director.
Right. Right.
Or something like that.
I think there was also lots of talk about like just with this our like our how do I say it? Just like our new world of like being online so intensely. Like we are just constantly online, constantly connected, and it's interesting to see because it's like even when you're I'm watching these two conversations happening, it's like there's technical glitches left and right. You know what I mean? Like that person froze for 30 minutes or not for 10 minutes and they had to like log out and log back in, and this person froze over there like right in the middle of saying something important. And so just sort of the Ani was also saying like tech support, like just like we need, I mean, just that maybe this is collaboration with tech companies or maybe it's not, but just like we need everyone to be like up to speed on what's available out there for programming or for whatever, you know? So just sort of this tech idea, because that's kind of the world that we're in right now.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, so those were some takeaways I thought were definitely valuable. And
I don't know, Maysoon, here's my truth.
Yep.
I feel the same way about this as I do about any panel we ever have. Like the final point that we all come to is like a fucking arts commission cannot solve the problem, the pressing problems that we're dealing with
in our society, like these larger like houselessness.
Yeah, like
lack
the things that are
security.
Fucking over artists in the Bay Area and just people in the Bay Area are bigger than the arts commission.
Right.
You know, like,
well, and like I feel like
if we really wanted to use the arts commission or the art community to improve life for the people that are most vulnerable, then we need artists and cultural leaders to help lead the revolution against the fucking plutocracy fuckheads that are running our country.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm fully game. And I'm sure. So the one thing that really rubbed me the wrong way about this particular conversation, and maybe it was just sort of like a technology, like, oh, we just didn't quite know how it was all going to work. I think it seems like people are hosting their Zoom panels in a much more locked down way than they had when like this pandemic started, where like everything was open and anyone could do anything and say anything and pop on whenever they wanted. Now it's like very heavily, it's like kind of on lockdown.
Yeah.
And so in this particular one, I guess it was set up as a webinar, which you only see kind of when you're leaving. It's like, oh, do you want to leave this webinar now? And I was like, oh, it's a webinar. It's interesting. I didn't realize it was set. There were different sort of templates you could probably sign up on, maybe on Zoom Professional. Anyhow, so the thing that kind of bugged me about this is like, it's a town hall. To me, a town hall means like people speak up and give their voice, right? Like, and not just the fucking panelists on the stage, right? And so what bugged me the most about this particular aspect or this particular panel was that the chats were turned off. So you could write something in the chat, but only to the panelists. Like no one else who was watching, however many hundreds or thousands of people were watching, had access to what you were saying or what you were thinking, which I just felt like that was kind of shitty. I was like, do you just not want
to? Do you really think there were over 100 people watching?
I don't know. They said they were at capacity. I was just sort of like, I was like, really, guys? And so like, it seems, and I, of course, I wrote in. I was like, why can't we see the chats? It's like, isn't this a town hall where we're supposed to be like talking to one another? Like I at this point, you're just talking to us and asking us for answers to your questions. It's like, it just felt kind of very controlling. And I always want to come into these things feeling like it's a good thing, a positive, like, yay, you know, we're an arts task force.
How's it positive? It's bullshit.
The arts task force is going to help artists in San Francisco. And
how are they going to do that?
I always end up leaving feeling like they already know what they want. You know, we're just there to make it look like not me as an employee, me as an individual who works, who is invested in the arts in the Bay Area and everyone else who's there, maybe artists and other people, right? That we're just there to kind of make it look like there's a fucking public process that's took place. And then they just move on with it, whatever the fuck they want. But it doesn't matter what the public process is. It's just sort of like, we did it. We can check box. We can check off that box that there was a public process. But we don't need to do any of that shit.
It's just like the board at
SFAI. Yeah. See, this is what I want. I want to fucking change this, the whole fucking thing. Like, fuck all the executive directors. Let the fucking staff, employees, and artists lead this shit.
Yes.
I'm pissed, dude.
Okay, case
I'm
closed.
Pissed. I always feel like I'm totally going off on a rant or that I'm just a big negative Nancy, but I'm not. I fucking care about this shit.
I'm sorry, but what have any of these fucking organizations done while the fucking artists are hemorrhaging out of San Francisco? Like, what good have these panels done? What good have these surveys done?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean that maybe that's the survey we take.
We know the survey. The survey is motherfuckers can't live here. It's too expensive. Rich people are running everything.
Yeah.
Mayor Breed is...
No, you can't use that. I'm sorry. I won't allow it. God damn it, Kate.
We know what the problem is. We know that the Arts Commission does not have the power or will to fix it. And therefore, we must take the power into our own hands.
It's not even that the Arts Commission doesn't. It's that the city doesn't. The people who run the fucking city have the power. They don't have the will. They're just, I think it's just another one of those things where it's like, we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. But the walk is behind the scenes and no one sees it. No one knows that it's not happening because we've already talked the talk.
No one's walking the walk behind the scenes. Kat Brooks' newsletter is out today. And newsflash, our city council members Bass, Kaplan, and Tao are introducing legislation tomorrow that is May 21st. COVID-19 relief for the Black community in Oakland who's been disproportionately affected. Basically, 50 Black community leaders in Oakland were convened to come up with a resolution to support the Black community during the pandemic and lay the foundation for a more equitable city. So I'll put all this information in the underworld, but if you want to call, let's just put the mayor's number out there. Libby Schaff, our...
You can reach her
You can give her a call at 510-238-3141 in support of the Black New Deal. I'll put a link to that, too. I'll put a link to all this.
Cool.
Okay, also, I posted, probably everyone who's listening to this show who cares about what's going on at SFAI has probably seen this, but Massimo Pacioni, who was hired by Gordon Knox when he was still president of SFAI, he hired this guy who graduated from SFAI and then went on to also get a master's in education to come as a consultant for the school, and then he got hired on as director of student experience.
Okay.
And so he's deep in it.
Got it.
He was like, you know, consulting for the president and then became like a high administrator.
Got it.
So he wrote an open letter to Pam, chair of the board of trustees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark Kushner, who is COO, because we don't have a president anymore. And I just wanted to read a little chunk of this, even though probably everyone's already heard it.
Oh, yeah. That's what you guys posted. It was like a four screen situation. Can you read it?
Yes. So he said, I want to start by expressing my sincere displeasure in the manner that the board has handled this unfortunate and critical situation. So as we remember, SFAI has announced that they're closing. And then they said, oh, we're not really closing. We're just going to stop our degree programs. We're still going to have public education in the fall. But P.S., we have no idea what kind of money they have. They won't open the books, even though the union has demanded information. They refuse to give it.
Right.
Okay, so that's the update. So Massimo says here in this very passionate letter, he says, I want to start by expressing my sincere displeasure in the manner that the board has handled this unfortunate and critical situation. As a member of the president's cabinet for the past 6 months, I am all too aware of the actual state of affairs at SFAI, and I can say unequivocally that you are not being accountable, transparent, honest, or acting in the best interest of the institution. For months, you have known that SFAI did not have the money to make it through either this current academic year or subsequent years without a dramatic change in fortunes. You have known that the boondoggle of your Fort Mason project dragged SFAI into a death spiral that required either massive quantities of cash or a merger to survive. But you did not engage in merger talks until 6 months before SFAI was scheduled to run out of money. You knew that SFAI would not be able to make payroll in March. You spent $2 million on a roof, and now I can speak personally that roof repair situation severely disrupted my classes.
Oh, this semester or last year?
I think it was, first semester this year.
Okay.
It was bonkers. Like, I physically could not get to my classroom.
Jeez.
Okay, and then he says, you spent $2 million on a roof to serve exactly zero students. You approve the budgets. You approve the direction of SFAI. You are legally, ethically, and financially responsible for this absolute calamity. Let me ask, how does a school lose 50% of its freshman cohort each year and do nothing to address it? How does a school allow 75% of its teaching hours to go allocated to underpaid adjuncts rather than hiring additional, also underpaid, tenured faculty? How does one not pivot an academic curriculum towards the 21st century or vet the quality of courses, instructors, or education that exists within its walls? How can you have a school wherein everyone knows what's wrong except the people charged with running it? And then he ends with, step aside and stop trying to protect yourself. Stop pointing fingers. Assemble a team that actually cares about the school and let them lead. Yeah. Frankly, you don't understand and you never will. Mm-hmm. You were never in a class with Fred Martin or George Cushar or Howard Freed or Francis McCormick or Hank Wessel. You never had to think critically about who you were in the name of something you knew would never bring you money. You are not SFAI. Mm-hmm. We are. It is time to recognize that you and the remaining people in charge are ill-equipped to run this operation.
Aww.
That was so fucking good, Massimo. I don't think he listens to the show, that's okay. But really well done.
It's super passionate and right on. So great.
And like coming, that's like really took, I think, some courage to blast off like that.
Well, but I mean, that's what we need. We need our leaders to be more courageous. We need them to have backbone and to have integrity and to stand up for what they truly think is right and not just like what's going to get them like another paycheck or get them like, you know, a good friendship with someone who can get them something later on down the line. I don't know, whatever reason people kind of don't stand up or speak up. It's like, it's just not the time right now. Like, it's too dire. It's fucking shit.
Hell yeah. Okay, and then my other update is that they put a bunch of circles out in Dolores Park. Mm. Did you see this?
No, I didn't. What is that?
They put circles on the grass to make little bubbles where people would be 6 feet away from each other.
Oh, cute. I kind of love that.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, it causes me a lot of anxiety and envy at the same time when I walk by a park and people are hanging out. I'm just like, why are you guys hanging out? You shouldn't be hanging out. You're giving the wrong impression of, like, shelter in place and whatever, social distancing. But then I'm also like, I want to be hanging out. I'm so sad that I can't, like, go out to nature at all. Like, I think I emailed someone this week about, like, nature envy, where, like, people post all their fucking beautiful hikes.
You can go out to nature.
You're not supposed to. We're supposed to be, like, walking in our neighborhoods, not, like, going to other people's communities and potentially infecting them.
You could go to what about the beach?
The beach is closed, so you'd have to find parking on this somewhere in the neighborhoods, right? I mean, there's a lot of things that are still closed. It's sort of like just driving somewhere to go for a hike. It's like the parking lot's going to be closed. Where do you park? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm sure I could figure it out.
I think if you go to Ocean Beach, you can find some remote parking.
Yeah, we have actually done that. We drove out there, I think, not last week, maybe the week before, and parked in the neighborhood and just walked over to the beach. And they have the whole Great Highway closed down.
Come on over to Alameda. Alameda's got some little foresty kind of bayfront.
Yeah.
Areas.
I just want to be in the trees, or like, I'm always like, can we just go to the ocean? I'll even just sit in the car. Like one weekend early on, we just drove just south of Pacifica, like Half Moon Bay area, and like found a place where we could just sit in the car and roll down the window and let the ocean breeze come into the car.
Yes, there you go.
I was just sort of like, I just need to get out of the fucking city for a second.
People, I probably don't have to say this to anyone, but you need to be sucking the dick of whoever is doing the service work for you. Cashiers and grocery store workers and whoever is out there. Because I've been going, sometimes if I'm at a grocery store, I'll see people being real assholes to the people working at the grocery store.
No, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's not nice. I really hate hearing that. But I mean, Jimbo does all of our grocery shopping, and he definitely has said, oh yeah, I went to the meat market and there was like someone in there with like her, like a somewhat like a whole family came in with like multiple kids and like the father and the mother or whatever. And this is sort of like, I just feel like when we're talking about social distancing, if like one person goes inside and everyone else waits outside, it's probably better for everyone. Like there's no need for the whole crew or like, you know, you and your partner, whoever, to go grocery shopping, like make a list. And then it's just like one less body in the store to be stressing about, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. If you can muster that, if you can figure that
right.
out.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing if you have, like, kids and you're the only caretaker.
Yeah. Although I think in this case, these kids were, like, teenagers. They could have easily sat outside. Like, they didn't need to be in there.
Let me just say that all these criticisms are geared 100% toward rich white people that have no excuse.
And super entitlement.
Exactly.
They just have never been challenged before in their fucking life to do anything uncomfortable.
Okay, but we got to acknowledge too, Maysoon, that like California and the Bay Area are doing pretty good.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm definitely very like a little hesitant on this reopening plan, but
Ohio is basically open,
like full on open.
Like my brother could go to a restaurant right now.
Wow.
They only
really?
Have outdoor seating.
Yeah, oh yeah, okay.
Like patio seating.
Yeah,
but where you could sit at a table and have a server bring you food.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
And I would also like to shout out that the drive-in movie theater in San Jose is still open. Look here. Let's get tested if we're...
I've already been
look
tested,
here.
But yes.
Look here. Well, you got to get tested again.
I really don't want to, but I will if I feel like I need to.
Okay, let's get tested again.
Have you been tested yet?
No, I have to get tested on Friday before I go into the hospital.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. You got to get tested. Look, listen.
I'm listening.
We're going to get tested. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to drive to New York.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds so fun.
And then we're going to pick up. Well, then we'll get to New York. We'll get tested again. Before we see any of your people.
Okay.
They all have to get tested.
Yep.
And then sure enough, once we've all made sure we're out of the woods with the virus, we'll drive up to Warwick, New York, see Trolls 3,
fucking
Trolls
hell.
World Tour.
That sounds
okay.
terrible.
Get tested again. Well, we won't get out of the car.
Yeah, let's just stay in the
I'm
car.
I'm going to have to pee, though, so I'm going to have to get tested.
I'm just going to be
so
squatting.
We'll have to get tested again. We'll just have to get tested again.
Are you getting tested at the hospital? Like, is it like a quick test? Tell me.
I honestly don't know how it works.
Because my test took 3 days to get. Kate, you just take care of yourself. You just do all the things you need to do. You go home and you snuggle with the animals. You take a long nap. You don't worry about anything.
Okay. What do you mean? What was I going to worry about?
Well, I don't know.
What was I going
to
worry about?
I don't know. Like, I mean, like for someone like me, I'd be like, oh, I'm supposed to be working, blah, blah, blah. I have to worry about doing this fucking email, blah, 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 bullshit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't worry about any of it. Whatever okay. you're worried about.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be supportive, Kate. That's all.
Well, Maysoon, we'll be seeing you from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations, Pine Tree.
I think we had a real episode.